In the waning days of the tech boom, the internet is littered with failed dot-coms. Commentator Farai Chidea wasn't able to interest a venture capitalist in her website, and she says that's probably the reason it has survived.
Some people never followed the ups and downs of the NASDAQ stock index. Others still watch it almost minute by minute. There's a final group who used to track the plummet, but just can't stand to anymore. I'm in that last group, a resident of dot-com limbo. A couple of years ago, I cared more about what flavor of dental floss I bought than the price of technology stocks. Sure, I had some in my 401k, but I'm in my 30s, not planning to retire anytime soon. Then a friend of mine convinced me that this urban political website I'd been running just might have potential. I started to dream big, spend money on consultants, and write business plans. I went to these venture capital fairs with other dot-com hopefuls just as hungry as I was, and took endless meetings over high-priced lunches. We almost got funded last fall by a company that was once flush with cash. But as I watched the NASDAQ tumble down, 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 their sources of funding dried up, and so did our hopes for getting easy money from corporate funders. We certainly weren't alone. Hundreds of companies went under. Thousands of dot-com employees, many of them my friends, lost their jobs. The good and bad thing about running your own site is that it doesn't go out of business when the funders take away the money. Today, my site, which survives on donated content, is winning awards, but still draining me dry. It has remained an expensive obsession, sort of like polo without the horse, the mallet, or the exercise. Grateful for the articles other writers donate, I sit at the computer for hours, sometimes getting crumbs stuck in the keyboard. I've even coded the HTML myself. And I still have to do my real job because that's what pays for the privilege of sorting through tons of mail from fans and foes alike. Running this site for 5 years has cost me less than the open bar at one big dot-com party. But that doesn't mean I can keep it up forever. At some point, even for me, the party will be over.
The comments of Farai Chidea, author of The Color of Our Future and editor of PopAndPolitics.com.